keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be. Ooh. Morning Medford. This is Jack Batchelor with Crew Cuts, 4 a.m., and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's Thanksgiving week. It's snowing already. It's a good time in Medford right now, but it is time to go home to see family, to see friends, to see your dog, to see your cat, to see your goldfish. I don't know what you're seeing, but you're going to see something you haven't seen if you've been living on Tufts campus. Fortunately for you, this week we have a great, great set list of a lot of just emotionally good songs. So here's another one coming your way. This one will be Broken. So enjoy.
Just fun babies. That was Trainwreck 1979 by the band Death From Above. It is currently 4:15 in the East Coast Standard Time right now. And it's an odd week. It's 2 days, but it feels like it's going to be a long 24 hours. And I know it's going to be a long 24 hours because tonight I'm headed out to see Marcus King play at the Sinclair. Should be a good show. Very excited. My Uncle Bill is coming with me. Some obligatory mentions right now. Paul Kellhouse, happy birthday from last week. That was it. I should be a good show, and we'll definitely have commentary for it, from it, at least for you, next week, and hopefully some more new music from Marcus King, because he's got something special in his voice. But for now, we have, we're going to actually play a song from my childhood. This was one of the first songs I actually liked that I heard on an MP3 player. It wasn't even an iPod. It was a Sony Walkman. It wasn't even like the iPod Shuffle, which was my first iPod. But I started listening to this song, the Sony Walkman, that I found underneath my dad's computer. It was like 2007. I'm like, I really feel this song. So here it is, Los Lobos, Will the Wolf Survive?
Coming from your hearts and minds, better drowns and all.
talk about something real fast. Sorry about that. A little bit of dead air in there. We're going to talk about something real fast that it's been on my mind. You know, I've been thinking about... we're going to hold off on the band for a second. We're going to talk about this real fast. I'm not a big Instagram user. You know, if you know me, Jack, you know, I'm not into that. But I was convinced recently by a friend of mine to start making an Instagram account where I just post my photos. And I was very reluctant to do this. I'm not a big social media person in the first place. So to be told or asked to post photos of what my photos, especially, was a little weird for me. I don't really want to put my photos out there in a way that people look at them and judge me. Cause that's what photos are. They're sort of an insight into how you see the world. Right. And it's pretty hard to put yourself out there. So I made a compromise. I said, all right, I'll make this Instagram account, but I'm not following anyone, which is a little weird. It's a little weird to not follow anyone with an Instagram account, because as a result, based on like the premise of most Instagram, you're not going to get any followers back. So it's very odd. I don't tag the photos. I don't caption the photos. They're just there. And if you can find that account, I will be A, very surprised, but B, a little embarrassed, because those are my photos. Those are like that's what I worked hard on and put out there, and you know, hopefully you enjoy them. But if not, it's all part of the art process and learning more about it. But yeah, it's Instagram's just weird like that. You know, you don't want to do too much with it, because if you make it this whole following game and having to upkeep it, then it's not that much fun. But if you're just posting a photo a day, the photo that you really liked and really spoke to you that day that you've took in the past, I think it's a little different, and I think it's actually pretty cool. And so I appreciate my friend for bringing that up, but I think it's important that, for me at least, I maintain this sense of I don't know how to describe it, maybe just independence from what other people want me to post or want to see from me. But here we have the band for you, so enjoy. Thank you. All right, so another thing on my mind. Going home for Thanksgiving soon. And I think it's pretty natural to be thinking about family right now, especially, you know, with what's going on in the world. It's just good to have family on your mind. But one of the big things... one second. I just want to make sure this is working right. One of the big things that I'm thinking about is, you know, how am I going to act when I see my family, right? You know, am I going to be like... just dejected and tired and exhausted, which I am, and how I feel right now? Or am I going to try to, you know, do the sort of classic thing that I know a lot of people do and put on a brave face? And it's very odd, because do you have the courage to show how you really feel? Or do you have the courage to make others' lives better at this expense of your own? Jeez, I don't know what I want to do, but I don't think that really matters. You know, I think I want to just go back and see my family, and I think I'll be happy to. Especially my younger sister, Claire. You know, I've missed her, and she's, you know, we're a year and a half apart, so we're connected in ways that some families aren't. But we just, you know, really have grown closer as we've gotten older, which is really fortunate for me to see. But the reason why I say this is because my mom, of course, my mom sent me an article saying, you know, someone's kids and from the New York Times come home from Harvard from Thanksgiving and drop their stuff at the door and go out to see their friends. And, you know, I don't think everyone experiences that. I think a lot of families don't have that experience. And I'm not able to have that experience because I'm leaving the next day. But, what can you do when your kids are leaving you? It's, their kids are adults at this point when they're in college. You know, your control over them is zero as a parent. I say this as a college student whose parents have no control over what I do at the moment. So I'm not saying it from a parenting perspective. I'm saying that's how you should be viewing it if you are a parent. Unfortunately, it's a really tough perspective to have, especially, you know, when it comes in just 2 months after 18 years of living with your children. But I'm not too worried about, I'm not too worried about this. I think I'll go home and have a good time with my family. But should other things occur, I'm sure you will hear about it next Monday at 4. We're going to play some obscure music now, and hopefully it's good. All right, here it comes. This is, what was just on was the band The Shape I'm In, and now we have the Dirty Heads, Lay Me Down.
This is how it starts, two lovers in the dark. I'm the one from the one that they call Share Spark. Six guns by the side and bullets round their waist. Two shots to the sky, signal sign for the chase. The safe was nearly empty and they were nearly free, but was seen by the good eye of the mean Billy Queen. And he screamed at the top of his lungs, they're on the run, it's the two outsiders. Grab your horses and your guns. I said I wish that we could stay here, but I fear our time has come. We can ride out in the darkness, chasing the rising sun. We gotta pack our bags this instant. We're heading southbound to the next town. And if we arrive there so safely, baby, you can lay me down. Lay me down. Lay me down. Lay me down. Well, it's the story of the two, always on the move. They got nothing left to lose except their guns and their wounds. Now they're crossing border, sheriff's posse on their tail. They'd rather die together than be stuck up in a cell. They drank up all the whiskey and they partied every night, like it could be the last, the bounty said to shoot on sight. So they chased the endless summer, knew it came with the price. They wouldn't stop running till they found a paradise, but the sheriff finally found them with the sightseeing red. So the lovers had to shoot them down and fill them full of lead. They were finally free to find a place to lay their head. And when they finally did, he looked at her and he said, I said I think that we can stay here, cause I feel our time has come. And we can walk down to the ocean and sit with the rising sun. So unpack your bags this instant, no more running from town to town. And now that we've arrived so safely, baby, you can lay. Lay me down.
your shirt off, and we should go hit the cantina, we got work off. I said it's hot outside, let me go swimming in your eyes. We've been running for a while, want you lay down, make me smile. I could never ask for nothing better than this. It's just tequila and the beach, it's fine, salty when we kiss. I said I think that we can stay here, cause I feel our time has come, and we can walk down to the ocean and sit with the rising sun. So unpack your bags this instant, no more running from town to town. And now that we've arrived so safely, baby, you can lay me down. Lay me down. Lay me down. No, lay me down. Lay me down.
Have a very important PSA coming your way. We have a very important PSA coming your way right now. Do not drink and drive. On February 9th, 2014, a drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed and killed six people, including her own sister. If you're behind the influence of anything, if you are under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Very true. Drunk driving is a huge issue in America, and it kills thousands every year. Do yourself a favor. Don't be a victim of that statistic if you can be, and don't further propagate that statistic as well. Thank you. That was Lay Me Down by the Dirty Heads. And now we got some Tokyo by the Mowglis coming at you.
change your love, change the scene, change it all. We can't change what we've been. You're trodden in my head. You're trodden in my head. You're trodden in my head.
Atlas Genius and Trojans. Breaking news recently, they have redefined they. Who's they? The I think it's literally the university. Let's see what the title is. This is from an article from the Washington Post. The International Bureau of Weights and Measurements in I'm gonna butcher this. Sèvres, France. Has redefined what a kilogram is. That's right. 1 kilogram is no longer 1 kilogram. No, it's not what the article says. Basically, they have decided that their block of metal, which is one is in Canada, one is United States, and one is in France, that is designated as a kilogram, is no longer a kilogram. Yes, it's not based off a block of metal anymore. What they're basing it off of is Planck's constant and how that energy creates a kilogram. And so we have a more accurate, best way, more precise version of the kilogram now as a result. But I'm not really sure what that means. I don't think it really matters. It's just interesting. Also interesting that it's like 60 nations agreed. We're changing the kilogram now. Bizarre. I don't think 60 nations could agree on anything else, and they agreed to change what our one unit that we all understand. You know, whether, like, I know America's in pounds. I like the pound system too, but kilograms are still important in America. And the fact that kilograms are changing is kind of bizarre. We can get 60 countries, 60 nations to decide, oh, we're going to change a fundamental unit of measurement. But we can't get 60 countries to figure out much else. Just some food for thought there, unfortunately or fortunately. But yeah, I'm very interested to see what happens with this kilogram thing. Probably nothing. But if it anything does, you heard it here first. The kilogram has been changed. Now we got... what do we want to play? You know, I want to play some Bastille. Because it's just one of those days where you got to... There's so much energy, at least I have so much energy for these next 48 hours. I'm very excited to see my family, very excited to see my dog, very excited to see my high school friends. But you got to make it through the 48 hours first. You got to make it through the teaching, the co-teaching lessons. You got to make it through the exams. But hey, everyone else has done it, so why can't you, you know? I doubt. I'm also probably the only one up that's taking an exam, but that's all right. We'll be up until that 8:30 exam and until the 9:20 finish. But yeah, we're going to play some Bastille. Coming your way right now.
So far away, and you are whistling a melody, whistling a melody, crystallizing clear as day. Oh, I can picture you so easily, picture you so easily. What's gonna be left of the world if you're not in it? What's gonna be left of the world? Oh, every minute and every hour,
I'm gone on, it is what's gonna be left of the world. Oh, every minute and every hour, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. Every stumble and each misfire, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you more. I miss you more, 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 I miss you more.
That was AWOL Nation's Soul Wars. That is one of my favorite songs. I don't know, just about the electricity in it. It's almost time for me to go. I got one more song on the list, I think, for you guys. One of the things that's on my mind as I'm going back home for Thanksgiving is healing old relationships. And it's a weird way to think about things, but sometimes you make mistakes and you just keep on making mistakes. And it's weird, and it's unfortunate when you realize you've made those mistakes. And you can only hope that people that once were your friends or still somehow are your friends can forgive you for that. But regardless of that, still Thanksgiving, still have so much to be thankful for, so much to be happy about still. You know, living in, you know, Medford, living at Tufts, there's nowhere else I'd rather be, and there's nowhere else I'd rather, I guess, end up, or I don't even know how to describe it. All I know is that I'm really happy that I'm here at Tufts, and I mean, I could have been at BC, but who really wants to go to BC, right? I mean, come on. Yeah, but I think one of the weird things about alternative music, which I've been playing a lot of recently, is the emotional ideas that come out in the song and how they somehow relate to your life. But I don't think they're always relatable. I think some of them are just really good. But today wasn't all alternative. We did have the band in there. We did have... Who else do we have in there? We had Ram, Losing My Religion. I guess it is an emotional day. But it's all about... I mean, victory in the end, it looks like. Not a lot of songs that have a very sad feeling throughout it. But all things being said, this is Jack Batchelor, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. To take you guys out today, we have one of my favorite emo, alternative, whatever you want to call it, rock songs. I've been listening to this song forever. I used to never listen to 21 Pilots because I thought they were emo, but that's a really bad perspective to have. You shouldn't listen to something or something because you think it is something. You gotta listen to it first and understand it. But here we go. This is Holding On To You. Yeah, we're gonna play it.
I'm taking over my body, back in control, no more shoddy. I bet a lot of me was lost, T's and cross and I's and dotted. I fought it a lot, and it seems a lot like flesh is all I got. Out the door, SWAT! I'm a super gal, you can't trust me. I'm open to moment and close when you show up before you know what I'm also see. I never to write and think about it and the story unfolds. You should take my life, you should take my soul. You are surrounding all my surroundings, sounding down the mountain.
tempted with thought. Is it time to move our feet to an introspective beat? It ain't conspiracy.